Good morning, church. How y'all doing? I'm excited. Yes, it is going to be a great morning. We are excited for baptisms. Is it going to be a good morning? Say it's going to be a good morning. Yes. Why is it going to be a good morning? Yes, Jesus leads the way. Say, Jesus leads the way. Jesus leads the way. We're super excited. We're going to be talking more about this. We are in part six of the pathway, and framing this whole thing has been 2 Corinthians 5:15, where Jesus said to everyone, Jesus died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. Even in that verse, you see that Jesus leads the way. Can you see it? He actually died and rose from the dead. He's leading the way. This pathway that we've been walking through, this is the overview. We know you can't read all these words up here. They're too small. But it's great because you can see there's three lifestyles, six habits, 12 actions. And if you can't read it, you're going to be like, oh, I want to read that. Yes, go. There's a website, discipleshippathway.org. Go there, find it, read all about this, engage with it. Everything we've been talking about has been upstream, about worship, being devoted to him, living in community, being committed to one another, and the outflow of this week and next is going to be mission. And mission is living, is a lifestyle of living sent. It's a lifestyle of mission, living sent. There, got it clear. All right, and there's two habits that frame this. We love our neighbor, and we make disciples. This week, we're going to be focused on the first part of that. And what's awesome is Jesus lived on mission. Why? Because he is a missionary God. God is missional. Even the book he gave us is missional. Do you know that people in this church even have come to Christ with no human contact other than they read this and the Holy Spirit moved in their life? That is God. And it's to this incredible God that he has invited you into relationship with, walking with, talking with, trusting and following. Why? Because Jesus leads the way. He invites us into this. We have the verse up in the back of the auditorium. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." You are sent by Christ, who always has lived sent. He already lived sent by the Father himself, and then he's in sending us. Jesus has gone ahead of you, and he is still ahead of you. He will always be ahead of you. There's nothing you could show up to and be like, "I'm pioneering a new place where God hasn't been." He made it all, people. He's already there. The beauty is we are invited into joining him. That's really what mission is about. We get to join with Christ in what he's doing. And God, the God who is a missional God, is connected to who we are as a community. And our mission flows out of who we are. We're going to look at what it means to love our neighbor this morning. And before I go any further, I'm just going to pray for our time. Lord, I thank you this morning for the stories that we're going to look at, the stories we're going to hear, both in scripture and also just to celebrate the life transformation in these disciples who are going to be baptized today. Lord, would you meet us in this space in a powerful way? Lord, would our hearts be lit on fire to join you in your mission? Lord, you lead the way, and we ask that you would continue to show us where you're leading us and that we would follow and obey. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. We love our neighbors. The beauty of this story is that Jesus talks about in Luke 10. I'm not going to have a ton of scripture on the screen, but in Luke chapter 10, Jesus is in a place, and it says a lawyer stands up and basically asks Jesus the question, "How do I have eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Well, how do you interpret the scriptures?" And the lawyer responds and says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." He says the greatest commandment. And Jesus ends up saying this. He says, "Right. Do this and you will live." And I highlighted that because for years, literally, my whole journey until literally this week, I didn't realize Jesus was quoting scripture right there when his answer. Did you know that? Even his answer is a quote of scripture. It comes from Leviticus 18:5. He says, "If you obey my decrees and my regulations, you will find life through them. I am the Lord." So Jesus is just affirming, yes, if you truly live this way to perfection, you'll have life. Jesus is, mind you, on the earth. He's on mission knowing humanity can't do this. So he's there to come and do what we can't. But in light of this, the lawyer hears this and he goes, "Okay, I need to justify. If this is it, then who's my neighbor?" And he asks that question. And to this, Jesus gives this profound, amazing story. And he says that there was a Jew who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. And on the way, he is met by robbers. And they beat him up. They strip him. They take his money. And they leave him basically for dead on the side of the road. And it says a priest shows up. And the priest is coming along. He sees the man, this Jew, goes to the other side of the road and walks along. And then it says a Levite, a temple assistant, shows up. He walks over and looks at the man, but then he goes on his way. But then a Samaritan, a despised Samaritan, because Jews and Samaritans, there was this opposition, this angst towards one another that went back hundreds and hundreds of years. A despised Samaritan sees the Jew lying there, has compassion on him. He anoints his wounds with oil and wine and bandages him up. And then he puts him on his donkey and then goes with him all the way to an inn. And he takes care of him all night long. And then in the morning, he gives 2 coins to the innkeeper and says, take care of this man. And if it costs anything more, next time I'm here, I'll pay for it. And then Jesus looks to the lawyer after telling this story. And he says, of the three, who would you say is the neighbor? And the lawyer, of course, has to respond, the one who showed mercy. And to this, Jesus replies, good, go and do the same. Go and do the same. And I just think this is so profound. It pushes into so many things. And when we hear this story and we just talk through it, what I love is to try to capture an image of it. And I love art. And so one of the things is I grabbed a few modern pictures. This is by John Moseman, a graphic artist. And I love what this captures because it shows the two that miss it, this opportunity, and the one that engages. And I love that it's just in black and white. It's a silhouette. It could be anyone, anything. And what I want you to capture in this image is this is joining Jesus. This is what he invites you into. This is the opportunity. It is so much richer, so much more alive, so much more of an adventure than that. The other thing I want to show you is from Vincent van Gogh. And this one's so good, the emotion captured in it. You see the effort, the struggle. And this is what happens. The awkwardness and challenges that can come. When God calls us to serve someone else, sometimes it may be uncomfortable. I mean, can you really imagine this moment? It says he was stripped. He's taking care of a not well-clothed man and trying to get him to ride a donkey after being beat up. Do you imagine how awkward that had to be? And how, I mean, blood, mess. He probably had to wash his donkey afterwards, right? I mean, we're like, go out of our way? Give someone a ride in our car? I don't know. It's a nice car. No, it's not. And that person was made in the image of God. Just take it for what it is. Seeing others, loving others. This is the habit that we want. We want to love our neighbors. And this next one brings it even more close to home, the modern day. This is a picture by Jared Small, Memphis, Tennessee artist, and it was put into a 2013 Ashes to Amen exhibition in Nashville. And I just love, there's so much going on in this. People standing by, people walking by, people observing. And I think it just captures the heart of what Christ is really saying. It's like, anyone can do this for anyone else. We love our neighbors. Mission isn't about people to love or not love. Mission is about people being the kind of people who love. Do you see the difference? Like, this is what God calls us into. And the two ongoing actions to help us develop a habit of loving our neighbors are get to know someone outside the church well enough to serve them and go out of your way to serve a friend outside the church. And a few weeks ago, Rick Keith stood on the stage and gave his first slice of life he had ever given after all these years. And he shared the story of meeting his neighbor, and his neighbor is a turkey hunter. And he goes, oh, do you eat them? And he goes, no, I just kill them and give them away. And Rick's like, well, I can cook. How about you get a turkey? If you do, I'll cook it, and we'll have a meal together. And sure enough, he got 2 turkeys. And then Rick got an opportunity to serve him and cook a meal. So he befriended. He went out of this. And it was just this awesome moment. And they're building relationship and going forward. And he served using the gifts he had. The crazy thing is, what I love about this story is we as New Life would never build a ministry to reach out to turkey hunters or to teach you how to cook turkeys. Like, that's not what we're about.
But God will take Rick and his gifts and use them uniquely to serve someone else. And God has every single person in this room, every person in this church is uniquely gifted and has unique abilities and strengths and how you're wired. And God will use that to advance his kingdom, to serve and love others. Jesus, who is on a mission, invites you and all your gifts and strengths and uniqueness into serving others in a way that you are uniquely made. And we as Christ followers, this is where the adventure comes alive of coming to life in Christ and how he made you, leaning into that and seeing all that Jesus does. This is what it means to love our neighbor. And as disciples, we're on mission wherever we are to love our neighbors as Jesus. Wherever we are, all walks of life, all professions, all areas, schools, neighborhoods, restaurants, businesses, we get to be on mission with Christ. And in doing this, every time we do, it's almost like we create a little micro atmosphere in which God's love and his grace and his light can break through darkness, break through pain, break through uncertainty. And I'll tell you a story. A number of years ago, my wife and I were driving up on an intersection. There was an accident that happened right in front of us, a car and a truck T-boned. Crazy. It was a downpour of rain, and we came out, and my wife's a nurse, so we jumped out, and she's like bringing all this, you know, she's a nurse, she can help, and like there's people helping the truck, and the only person left was like the girl who kind of caused the accident, who got out of the car, and she seemed fine. And so what did I have? I had an umbrella in the car. I brought that, and I stood with an umbrella as my wife kind of helped assess and introduced the cop, and they went through the whole thing. And at the end, I was like, well, do you have an umbrella? She's like, no. I was like, have this. And then we left. And the crazy thing is, we get in that situation. Yes, we stepped in. Yes, we met a need. The funny thing is, my wife had so much to bring to the table. What did I have? I'm a wilderness trip leader. I had an umbrella. That's what I had. But I love the picture because by giving the umbrella, like in the downpour, there's like this micro atmosphere where she's not getting soaked. She's able to have peace in the midst of this, have a conversation, be loved, cared for, met. Whenever we serve, wherever we join Christ in doing this, that's what you're creating. Whether you see it or not, that's what you're creating. And all he asks is you bring what you have, even if it's an umbrella. There's a story where Jesus, he hears the news of his cousin is beheaded, and he's wanting to pull away and get away. He crosses the Lake of Galilee. He gets to the other side, and he wants to just be alone and pray, and crowds show up. So what does he do? His disciples are like, man, it's been all day. I'm hungry. Like, can you send them away? They need to go eat. And they're like, yeah, it's for them. Maybe it was just for them, right? Like, I'm hungry. And Jesus says, you feed them. Jesus says, you feed them. And they're like, seriously? We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And you know what Jesus said? His response, hear this. This is his response to every one of us when we love our neighbor. He said, bring it here to me. Bring it here to me. Just give what you have, that umbrella, whatever it is. Bring it here to me. You know what he did in that moment? That little micro atmosphere? He fed over 5,000 people. He can take your little and do so much more than you possibly imagine. This is where the adventure comes to life. When Jesus leads the way, bring it to him. And as a church, we have the adventure. As a vision of this church, our dream, even the last sentence, if you were to look on our website and our vision, our last sentence is that we would dream that the whole world would be caught up in the redemptive adventure of following Jesus. And this is really where it comes to life, people. You're like, I want to experience God. This is it. This is the how. Hearing of the Lord, obeying what he asks, doing it with others, leaning in to how he's made you, loving our neighbors, serving others, and watch how God shows up. It will blow your mind. This has been my heart's prayer for this church since I showed up for 10 years, that we would be a people who we are loving God, we are devoted in worship, that we are committed to one another, but that we carry a fire in us of love and light, and we just are looking for opportunities to spread that to others. It is so fun and so powerful. And a lot of what we're about to celebrate here is an outflow of people doing just that. And so Jesus died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. Let me pray before we transition here. Lord, I thank you that you are a missionary God. Lord, I thank you for the joy that we have of being invited into your work, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the stories that are real, that it can be hard and challenging and it goes out of our way, Lord. But Lord, I thank you for the picture that you invite us just to bring what we have, to offer what's there. And Lord, that we can trust that you will do amazing things through it and through us and through what we bring. God, I praise you for the stories that we're about to celebrate here as a church, Lord, that this is the outflow of men and women who have lived this way, who have done this, who have lent time and served others. Lord, would you speak to us in this space and inspire us, Lord, to step out and love our neighbor even this week. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.